When Pastor Andy and Ling Ling had asked for me to speak, I had it on my heart to share about daring to be disciplined. There's an awesome book that was written by a man named James Dobson about children. Do you need to interpret? I'm sorry.
那么，当我受邀来讲这个接受门徒训练的时候，我有一本书是 James Dobson 写的，这关于训练孩子的。
The title of the book is Dare to Discipline, meaning disciplining your children.
这个书的名字是看你敢不敢接受训练挑战。
But what I want to challenge us to do today is to dare to discipline ourselves.
那么今天我向各位挑战，就是我们自我的训练。
Now, if you look back at when you were a child, or if you have children, and you discipline your parent, or I mean, you as a parent discipline your children, why do you discipline your children?
那么你回想以前小时候，你的父母亲啊，教导你，管教你。为什么要管教教导孩子呢？
The reason children need to be disciplined is because they do not have self-discipline in them.
这原因是因为孩子们他们自己不会管教自己。
And so our job as parents is to instill discipline into our children.
所以我们作为父母的就要来管教我们的孩子。
Now if your children, when you have company over,have bad behavior.
所以当你的孩子他们有朋友来的时候，他们的行为举止乖张的时候。
Or if you are crossing the street and all of a sudden you realize there's a car coming and they're not stopping and your child is going out in the street, you need to know that they're going to instantly obey you when you say stop.
所以当你带你的孩子过街的时候，你发现车子来了，但是你孩子往前走的时候，你就那个时候马上要阻止他。
So the goal as a parent is to discipline your children so that eventually they will grow up and live a self-disciplined life. They'll know to stop for that car whether or not you're with them.
所以我们管教我们孩子的目标，就是要让他们能够长大的时候知道怎么做，像他们也能够知道车子来了，他们会停下来。
And so, what we're going to talk about today is growing up spiritually and living a self-disciplined life spiritually.
所以今天我要跟各位分享是说，在灵里面长大成人，那么在行为上面要受管教。
So why is discipline so important?
为什么受管教是这么重要呢？
Because the secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine.
因为你将来的前途那个就是在你今天这个受管教的里面。
Successful people do daily what common people do occasionally.
那么成功的人每天都这么样做，对一般人来讲是偶尔这样做。
There's something that we're doing on a daily basis that is either causing success or failure to regularly occur in our lives.
平常我们人呢，做的事情呢，常常有的时候会造成我们成功或者失败，在我们每天的生活当中。
Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 8.
让我们来看约翰福音第八章。
We're going to read verses 31 and 32.
让我们看第31、32节。
I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. And so it's a little more wordy, but I think that it will help us to understand what's being said.
那么 Valerie 要念的可能跟我这个不太一样啊，没有关系。
It says, So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you abide in my word, hold fast to my teachings, and live in accordance with them, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
So a key to living a disciplined life, a life that Jesus considers a disciplined life, truly being a disciple of God, is abiding in His Word.
所以这个受管教，这个最关键就是要在主的里面。
Abide does not mean an occasional visit.
那么在主的里面不是说偶尔这样子而已。
Where you abide is where you live.
你在主里面就是说你住在他里面。
So establishing a regular daily discipline of spending time with God and in His Word is what makes Jesus consider us a disciple of Him.
所以我们每天要跟主在一起，这样子主才会把我们当作是他的门徒。
Establishing a godly discipline in your life will empower you to overcome any opposition or difficulty that comes into your life.
所以我们要每天不断地在主里面，那么才能够面对我们生活上许多的困境。
It's important for us to know how to handle difficulty when it comes.
那么非常重要就是我们要怎么样来面对困难，当这些事情发生的时候。
Because God's word doesn't say if difficulty comes, it says when difficulty comes.
神他没有说困难会来吗？而是说什么时候困难会来。
It's also important that we know who the source of difficulty is.
而且很重要，要知道什么样的困难从哪里来。
Jesus put his job description in the Bible, and I'm going to read it to you.
那么耶稣把他的工作在圣经里面这样的说。
And he also told us the job description of the devil.
耶稣也说魔鬼撒旦的工作是什么。
In John 10:10 it says this. You can turn there if you want to.
约翰福音第十章十节。
It says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give life and give it abundantly.
盗贼来了，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
So the devil's job description is kill, steal, and destroy.
所以魔鬼撒旦的工作就是要来杀害、毁坏、偷窃。
If something that's killing, stealing, or destroying comes into your life, you put it under the devil's job description.
所以在你的生命中，如果有人来偷窃、杀害、毁坏，那么你就把它归于撒旦那一类。
Jesus' job description is to give us life.And to give it abundantly, overflowing.
耶稣的工作就是要给我们生命，并且得得更丰盛。
That which is good, that which is of God, goes in Jesus' job description.
那是神的美善，那是神的工作。
So the question I have for you,
那么我给你们的一个问题，
is are you willing to be inconvenienced?
你愿不愿意不方便啊？
To be self-disciplined.
那么自我的管束。
Because being self-disciplined will not be convenient.
因为你自我的管束会造成你许多的不方便。
But guess what? Greatness is always on the other side of your obedience and that inconvenience.
也你知道吗？这个伟大总是在那一边，就是你在自我管束不方便那一边。
You see, the average person is trying to avoid discipline.
一般的人就不喜欢受到管束。
But you'll never become extraordinary, who God called you to be, until you're willing to allow God to bring discipline into your life.
但是你绝对不可能成为神所重用杰出的人，如果你在生命中不受管束的话。
And being willing to take on what the average person is avoiding.
那么愿意接受一般的人所不愿意接受的。
And so I believe that these godly disciplines that we're going to talk about, that we set up in our life, will determine where we are and the position we'll be in before, during, and after any difficulty or opposition that comes into our lives.
Sorry.
Sometimes I forget I'm having misinterpreted. Let me say that again and I'll...Break it down. I believe that the godly disciplines you set in your life,
我相信那个神的管教在你的生命当中的管教
will determine your position,
会决定你的位置
before, during, and after,
在前、之中还有之后
a difficulty or opposition.
那么你的困难或者是相反的
Now for this part, I need my very handsome husband.
那么这一部分我是需要我的 英俊的丈夫
He's going to help me illustrate.
他要跟我来演一段戏。
The man. So I'm going to show you three positions for before, during, and after an opposition that will carry you through.
那么我向他示，他要示范三个，就是之前、之中还有之后。
Can you get down on your knees? Now turn and tell me how much you love me. No. Okay. This is the position of discipline before opposition comes into your life.
那么这个是在你接受管束之前，那么，你叛逆的样子是吧？
啊，
叛逆之前的样子。OK， 叛逆之前的样子。
This is representing a position of prayer.
那么这是一个祷告的动作。
But you know, when life is easy and good, it's easy to let our prayer life slide.
但是当你的生命很好过的时候，很容易你就忘记祷告。
The skies are blue, it's beautiful, life is good.
天总是蓝的，生命很好过。
I don't really need to pray. I'd rather go outside and enjoy the sunshine right now.
Yeah, 我真是也不想要祷告，我真是干脆出去享受阳光。
But being self-disciplined to be in this position before difficulty comes will empower you to overcome.
但是像这样子，就是自我的管束，在困难来之前的话，能够让他能够有更多的能力。
Okay, now we're going to move on to the next position. Babe, I need you to lay down on your face.
那么下面一个就是管教之中。
I have done this demonstration while preaching it. It's a little tricky.
那么我以前做过这个，有一点。
So this is helping me.
这是在帮助我。
Okay, this is the position that we should be in during opposition and difficulty.
这是当我们受管教之中的时候，我们应该的位置。
Now you could look at Pastor Ken and say he looks totally vulnerable.
你可以看 Pastor Ken， 他这个样子非常的很容易遭受攻击的样子。
But this is the safest position to be in when you're in difficulty.
实际上，这是一个最安全的位置。
And the reason it is this position represents being on your face before your God.
因为这个动作是在神的面前俯伏他。
You're in prayer.
你在祷告。
You worship God.
你敬拜赞美神。
And you allow Him.
那么你让他来。
To be your protection.
来保护你。
To be your covering.
做你的遮盖。
That is the safest position to be in.
所以这是最安全的一个位置。
But you'll feel very vulnerable.
但是你认为非常危险。
If you will trust your God,
假如你相信神，
He will take care of your backside. He will protect you.
他会保护你的背部的。
Okay, babe, can you stand up now, please?
请站起来。
Okay, you've gone through this opposition, this difficulty.
你经过了这个就是不顺服的这个困难。
You've prayed before.
你祷告过。
You've been on your face before God during it.
你在神的面前俯伏在地。
Even when it was difficult.
甚至于很困难。
And this is the position that you'll be in after the opposition.
现在这个位置就是你最后的位置。
Because you won't be relying on your own ability.
因为你不再靠自己的能力。
You will be relying on the God that's greater inside of you than any difficulty in the world.
你现在是靠神，那么来胜过世界上所有的困难。
So it's important that we get familiar with those three positions spiritually in our own lives.
所以这非常重要，在我们属灵的生命里面，我们应该要对这三个位置都要很熟悉。
I think of it like boot camp.
那我把它当作是好像这个 boot camp 就是管教营。
Being in the army.
好像在军队里面一样。
Training for the battle.
那来接受训练来打仗。
Because what you practice is what's going to come out from you in a difficult situation.
因为你怎么样的训练，在困难的时候，你就会做出怎么样的反应来。
If you're used to sitting in front of the TV,
假如你一天到晚坐在电视的前面
，watching soap operas and eating popcorn,
看连续剧吃爆米花
，to just drown out your problems and your difficulties,
say that again.
To drown out your problems and difficulties,
你就完完全全的就是你的困难，你的问题就完完全全的浸在里面。
That is what you will do in a difficulty.
那就是你在困难中所要面对的。
But if you have trained yourself,
假如你有经过训练的话
and disciplined yourself,
有经过管教的话
to spend time in prayer,
那么常常花时间祷告
whether life is great,
不管你的日子好过
or difficult,
或者是有困难的时候
and you spend time in God's presence,
那么你与神同在
on a regular basis,
那么常常的这样子
guess what will come out of you?
你知道会怎么样吗
this will come out of you
就会像这个样子 well, 很快乐的样子
thank you babe sometimes I think we forget that we are soldiers the Bible often refers to us as soldiers
有的时候我们忘掉了我们是战士，圣经常常说我们是战士。
So train yourself to be a good soldier.
所以训练让你自己成为一个好的战士。
So when that opposition comes,
当有困难反对来的时候
，like a good soldier of God,
像基督精兵一样
，your godly response.
你的在属灵的反应。
Will be what comes out.
就会显示显露出来。
2 Timothy 1:7 says that we've been given a spirit of discipline.
提摩太后书一章七节说，因为神赐给我们。
So if you've been thinking, well, I'm not a very disciplined person.
如果你认为你自己不是一个受管教的人
，I kind of like to just go with it, you know.
我自己就是很懒散。
Maybe before you knew Jesus, maybe you weren't disciplined.
那么或许在你认识基督之前，你没有受到管教。
But this scripture states that if you're a born again Christian, you have a new nature, and that nature loves discipline.
那么这段经文就跟我们讲，既然你信了主以后，你就有一个不一样的个性，那个个性。就是愿意接受管束。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
让我们看雅各书第一章。
And I'm going to read verses 2 through 4.
我要念第二到第四节。
It says, Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations.Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may develop, be perfectly and fully developed, lacking in nothing.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
So this scripture is stating that guess what? We have to develop endurance.
这段经文是说我们要develop， 就是要培养出一种忍耐。
We have to develop or grow in steadfastness and in patience.
所以我们要生出忍耐，要有信心，要经过实验。
In order to completely fulfill God's plan for our lives.
那么才能够来成全神在我们身上的旨意。
We live in a fast food society.
我们活在这一个快速的时代。
We want it hot and we want it now.
我们要快，我们要现在就要。
We pull our oven, or I mean our oven, we pull our dinner out of the freezer, we stick it in the microwave, and it better be ready in 5 minutes or less.
我们把这个晚餐从这个冰箱里面拿出来，就放到微波炉里面，就想要马上好，五分钟就要它好起来。
But our Christian walk is not a fast food thing.
但是我们基督徒的生命并不是这个快餐。
We can't microwave ourselves and poof, we're there.
我们也不能够像放到微波炉里面砰一下就出来了。
Our Christian walk is a process.A growth.
我们基督徒走的路上是一个过程。
Our Christian walk is what I would consider cooking from scratch.
那么我认为基督徒的过程是从最开始来做。
There's a time to prepare, a time to cook, and then a time to eat.
就好像煮菜一样，先要煮切，然后要煮它，然后最后才能吃。
And so in our Christian walk of becoming disciplined.
所以我们基督徒走在这个管束的道路当中
It's not instant. We have to develop endurance.
不是马上就成的，我们要慢慢的生出忍耐。
So let's take a look at what the word endurance means.
让我们来看一看忍耐是什么意思。
2 Timothy chapter 2 we'll be going to.
提摩太后书第二章。
Here's the definition for endurance while you're turning there.
那么这个就是忍耐的定义。
Endurance means the ability to last, continue, or remain.
那么忍耐就是说要能够持久，要能够继续。
It also means the ability to stand pain, distress, and fatigue.
那么忍耐也就是说你要站在那边忍受痛苦。那么还甚至于要遭受患难。
So we're going to look and see what 2 Timothy says about that.
那么让我们看来提摩太后书第二章。
In verse 1 it says, So you, my son, be strong, strengthened inwardly in the grace that is to be found only in Christ Jesus.
我儿，你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的。
And now verse 3 says, Take with me your share of the hardships and suffering which you are called to endure as a good first-class soldier of Christ Jesus.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
No one soldier, when in service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him.
凡在军中当兵的不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
Now who enlisted you in this battle? Do you know? Who enlisted you in the battle?
那么谁？那么你在这个战场上面，你怎么样定位你自己呢？
God did.
那么神来做。
You are his soldier.
你是他的精兵。
And so what this is saying is, be a soldier.That makes God proud.
所以要做神的精兵，让神喜悦。
And sometimes we can feel like, you know, we come to church and life seems hard sometimes.
有的时候我们来到教会里面，那么我们其实日子也不好过。
And we might feel like I am in the battle here.
那么我们会感觉到我们实际上正在征战之中。
But the battle isn't in here.The battle isn't in here.
哦，但是在这个战争不是在教堂里面。
The battle's out there.
那么战争是在外面。
It's at your work.
是在你的工作上。
It's in those situations that we find ourselves in.
那么是在我们所处的环境之中。
And so here is where we get training.
那么在教会里面，我们是来接受装备训练的。
Sergeant Pastor Andy.
那么军长长。
He's your sergeant. He's your sergeant.
Yeah, 我是军曹。
And he is training you.
那么来这里来训练大家。
Simulating the battle.
来模拟作战。
But this is a simulation.
这是一个模拟的地方。
The real battle's out there.
真正的战场是在外头。
And when I say the battle's out there, I mean that we're called to reach people for Jesus Christ.
What?
We are called to reach people for Jesus Christ.
We are called to reach people.
Reach people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
我们真正的战场是在外面。我们来，耶稣叫我们去跟人家接触。
So we come here to be trained.
所以我们来这里接受训练。
To grow in God.
去长得像神。
So we can go out into the world.
所以我们可以到世界上面去。
And win people for Jesus.
那为耶稣得人。
And that's part of why it's so important to develop discipline.
所以为什么很重要我们要能够接受 管教。
Okay, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 9 and 10.
那我们看提摩太后书第二章二到九节。
It says, For the gospel I am suffering affliction and even wearing chains like a criminal, but the word of God is not chained or imprisoned.Therefore, I am ready to persevere, to stand my ground with patience and endure everything for the sake of the elect, God's chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with the reward of eternal glory.
我为这福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
So why do we develop discipline in our lives?
所以为什么我们要在生命里面来受管教呢？
It's not just about us.
不是因为我们自己。
It's about them.
是为了外面那些人。
It's about people in our world.
是那些世界上面的人
that need what we have.
他们需要我们所有的。
We need to develop a passion.
我们必须要有忍耐。
To be disciplined.
要有耐心，能够接受管束。
So that we aren't living selfishly.
所以我们不会很自私的。
And just for ourselves.
只是为了我们自己。
But we're living.
那么我们活着。
With the purpose of other people in mind.
是为了我们生命中为了其他的人的目的。
2 Timothy 2 verses 20 and 21 says
提摩太后书第二章21节
But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver but also vessels of wood and earthenware and some for honorable and noble use and some for menial and ignoble use so whoever cleanses himselfWho separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences will then himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work.
在大户人家，不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事。就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
So from the scripture we can see that God does not determine whether we're a vessel that is used or not.
所以我们从这个地方我们看到这个神他并不是决定我们要做什么样的器皿。
We determine.Whether we will be a vessel used by God.
是我们自己来决定我们要不要成为神所用的器皿。
If you will submit yourself for God to use, He will use you.
假如你向神来为神来使用，神就会用你。
In verse 21, it says, "Whoever cleanses himself."
第二十一节说，人若自洁。
If you are born again.
如果你是重生的基督徒。
Jesus Christ cleansed you.
那么耶稣基督带领你。
But it's up to us.
但是是靠我们自己。
To keep the temple clean.
让我们自己的这个圣灵的殿来清洁。
To keep ourselves ready for God to use.
那我们才能够随时的让神来使用。
Okay, we're going to look at the word steadfastness.And I'll give you a definition for steadfast. It means firm, fixed, or settled.
就是说站稳。
constant, not changing.
就是固定在的，不动。
Not wavering.
完全不动的。
It's fixed. It's firm.
就很固定的在那边。
Okay, so let's look at 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose."
Amen.
That's good news. That's really good.
以哥林多前书十五章五十八节，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Now in the Amplified, it says doing more than enough in the service of the Lord.
在 Amplified Bible 里面是说做更多的事情，说要神所要求我们的。
Not just barely getting by.
不是勉勉强强做就好了。
Going above and beyond.
乃是要说做得更多。
What's expected?
神所要预期你的。
Most of us think we are what we intend to do.
那么大部分的我们都想说我们要做什么。
But we are not.
但是我们并没有去做。
We are what we repeatedly do.
我们常常做同样的工作。
So our intentions are not who we really are.
所以我们应该要强调，不是说你是什么样。
What we actually do is who we really are.
那么我们所做的乃是我们自己，我们是怎样的人。
And God is challenging us.
神向我们挑战。
To be who we really are in Him.
成为在主里面真正成为我们那样的人。
To develop some endurance.
能够生出忍耐来。
To be firm.
能够坚固。
To not waver.
不摇动。
Okay, let's look at the word patience.
我们来看忍耐这个字。
The word patient means
耐心。
The will or ability to wait or endure without complaining.
那么耐心是说你要等候，而且不要抱怨，在那里等候。
And listen to this, or losing self-control.
那么而且不可以失掉控制。
It means to get under something.
意思是说从下面。
And to go as long as you need to.
那么坚持越长，那个长久的需要。
And as far as you need to.
那么走，你必须要走那么远。
With a good attitude.
而且要有一个好的态度。
So I want you to picture this big load on my back. I got to move away from this though.I've got a big load on my back. And patience is a picture of somebody getting under that load and going as long and as far as it needs to go with a good attitude.
所以耐心就是说你负重担的时候你要走必须要走的那么长的路要负那么重的担子。
So you may be asking, well, how long do I have to be patient?
或许你问说，我需要有忍耐多久呢？
If we have to ask that,
如果我们必须要问的话，
we still need to be patient.
那么我们就还真正是需要忍耐。
The answer to how long you have to be patient is,
那么你需要忍耐多久的答案是，
as long as you need to be patient.
那么需要长久到你必须要忍耐那么久。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10.
让我们看希伯来书第十章。
Verses 35 and 36.
第三十五、三十六节。
It says, "Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what He promised."
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。 你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
So why do we need patience?
所以我们为什么要有耐心呢？
We need patience so that we can receive what God has for us and accomplish what He has for us to do.
所以我们要有耐心，所以才能够接受领受神所要给我们的，而且完成神所托付我们的。
The Bible is packed full of promises for you and I.
圣经里面有许多许多的祝福要给我们。
But some of those promises you will never see unless you develop in endurance and patience.
那么有一些的奖赏你会从来得不到，除非你是有忍耐、有耐心。
God wants you to receive those promises.
神要你领受这些祝福、应许。
But remember, it's not a fast food restaurant.
但是并不是快餐店，很快就得到的。
Endurance and patience will be required.
忍耐还有耐心是必须的。
Some of us may be realizing, I'm not as disciplined as I thought I was.
你或许说，我好像并不像我自己认为那么样有耐心忍耐，不受管教。
There may be some here that feel like, well, I'm very disciplined. I live a very disciplined life.
有的人或许认为说，哦，我受了很多的管教，我的活的都很有管教的生活。
Maybe you're up 2 hours in the morning praying, reading the word. You're just going for it with God. You have a very disciplined life.
或许你早上起来就与神亲近，读经祷告2个小时，跟神在一起。
But whichever end of that you find yourself on,
但是不管你怎么样，你会发现你自己。
I would say to you that the disciplines that you have in your life today have gotten you to where you are today.
那么我必须要说，你生活中的管束让你能够今天能够到这个地步。
The disciplines that I've developed in my own life have got me to where I am today.
那么我自己接受神的管教，所以我今天能够到达这个地步。
But those disciplines will not take me where I need to go tomorrow.
但是那些管教不能够把我带到我应该到明天要去的那个地方。
They will not take me where God wants to take me a year from now.
那么不可能把我带到神要我一年后去的地方。
I will not receive the blessings, the promises, all that God has for me 10 years from now if I keep just doing the disciplines that got me here today.
所以我如果一直在做神今天要我所受的管教，没有我10年后不能够到达那个地方。
I'm going to have to develop next level disciplines in my life in order to go to the next level.
所以如果要到下一步，我必须要能够有接受更多的管教。
If I want to go any farther than where I'm at right now, I'm going to have to develop those, and so are you. Amen.
所以如果我要更进一步的话，我必须要接受更多的管教，你们也是的。
It's so important that we don't compare where we're at with where our brother or sister is at.
所以很重要，就是我们也不要跟我们的弟兄姐妹来比较。
So here's a final thought for you.
所以这是我最后要跟你们说的。
Success is never what you've done compared to what someone else has done.
那么成功不是说你做的结果怎么样，跟别的人来比较。
God's definition of success for your life.
神所定关于成功的定义是。
Is what you have done.
是你所做的。
Measured against what God created you to do.
是按照神造你要你所做的来比较。
So success is what you've done.Measure against what you were born to do.
那么成功就是说你所做的，那么用神创造你要你做的来做比较。
So if you find yourself comparing yourself to somebody else, stop it.
如果你自己老是跟别人比，不要比。
Stop thinking, oh, they're so much better than me.
不要想说很多人比我好。
And on the other end, stop thinking, I'm so much better than them.
那么在另一方面也不要想说我比其他人更好，好很多。
I'm much more disciplined.
那么我是有很多的管教。
Maybe what you're called to do,
或者你被召要做的事,
maybe the call that God has on your life is going to require more than the call He has on somebody else's life.
或许神召你要叫你做比别人更多的事情。
Your obedience to God has nothing to do with somebody sitting next to you.
你的听命顺服跟坐在你旁边人是没有关系的。
You will not be measured by anyone else's yardstick. That means you will not be measured by what someone else is called to do.
Okay. 你并没有你被招，并没有按照别人的那个标准来招。
Only by what God created you to do.
乃是照神创造你要来做的。
And for some of us, discovering what we're called to do happens only through a process of discipline.
那么我们来做成神要招我们做的，唯有要经过就是神的管教。
Pastor Ken and I did not wake up one day and go, "Hey, let's go start a church."
那么我跟 Pastor Ken 并不是说早上有一天早上起来说，哦，那我们来成立一间教会。
That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's go do that.
好像很有乐趣，我们来做吧。
No, we spent years developing a relationship of intimacy with our Father God.
乃是多年我们同神亲近，那么发展出我们神的关系。
Whether life felt great or stinky.
不管是生命是生活是好或不好。
We learned to know His voice over anybody else's voice.
我们学的听神的声音超过人的声音。
And that's how we came into knowing that we were to pastor a church.
所以我们才知道要开始这个教会。
It came through developing a discipline in our own lives so we could have this incredible relationship with our Creator.
乃是经过生命里面受的管教，所以才能够在我们的生命中有这么多的The last few words.
With God, to have an incredible relationship with God.
所以能够跟神有这样子的关系。
So to develop that, it takes time. It takes our time being focused on God and spending time with Him.
所以要花很多时间来跟神在一起。
And guess what? We will have to do that for the rest of our lives if we want to continue to follow in God's plan for our lives.
所以我们要终其生，我们的一生都要一直这样子继续的保持与神同在，才能够跟上他。
We never arrive at a place where we're completely disciplined.
我们绝对不会到一个地方是完完全全的受管教过的。
Pastor Andy has to regularly operate in discipline in his own life.
我自己也是要常常在我的生命中不断的受管教。
Just like you, just like us, it's something that we all have to develop, and we can only do it for ourselves.
就好像你们，就好像我们自己都必须要不断的在生命里面受管教。
Your pastor can't do that for you.
我没有办法为你们做。
He can encourage you.
我可以鼓励你们来做。
He can give you tools.
我可以给你们工具。
But you have to decide, am I going to go for it?
但是你自己要决定，你是不是要走。
And I would encourage you today, it is so worth it to go for God.
那么我鼓励你们，这是非常值得的，来与神同行。
Not with a part of you.
那么不是你的一小部分。
But with all of you.
乃是你的全人全身。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
谢谢。